10,113, Donald Feltenberger, north of Long Neck Road, east of Portside Lane, being Lot J33 within Rehoboth Shores Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement and a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Gil Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, 199.
No, I don't. I would not ask him about that.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Mr. Rick.
Prior to the testimony, I think I'd like to let the board consider what you've held this open for the applicant.
For a survey?
For a survey.
Do you have anything on that for, yeah, this case was left open.
I have something from a Charles Kaufman Land Surveying Surveyor.
Just a second.
How about if I read this? Is that all right, Mr. Chairman, if I read that into the record, because you're going to get more out of it if I do?
Yes, sir, I'll bring the board members up. For those, again, this case here, we had left open for a survey. And I just asked, Mr. Rickards, did he have anything on it?
You can have, okay.
And he has a letter I'd like for him to read from, is it from the survey?
Yes.
If you would, please.
Evidently, he was requested by the applicant to do a survey, which the board has requested, and that's the reason he left it open. I wasn't at the meeting, but that's what I read the notes on the meeting. And it says, "Dear Mr. Rickard, I'm writing you in concern the situation in county dealing with mobile homes on leased land and parks. This April, at the request of Oakwood Homes, I produce a drawing of Lot 33J in Rehoboth Shores Park in order to apply for a variance to obtain a certificate of compliance. This drawing was based on a previous survey by Walter Todd for Mr. Feltenberger. In addition to the information provided by Mr. Todd's drawing, I added two sheds as well as decks and steps. The location of these two sheds has apparently caused a controversy. The shed to the east appears too close or to be over the sideline. Mr. Feltenberger contends there is a 3-foot clearance. This controversy is fomented by the lack of complete record plat. Rehoboth Shores does not have a controlling plat on record that has distances or bearings. Without a plat with distances and bearings, it is impossible to tell with any exactness where anything is. In other parks with similar plans, I've experienced park officials stipulating the location of the line and home sites by what appeared to me to be arbitrary methods, corners, and distances established by the officials. I think there are two possible solutions that might aid in clearing this confusion, requiring a recorded plat with all the necessary data similar to the major subdivision plat, and an expensive proposition, and this is an expensive proposition requiring extensive surveying, or leave all such matters to park officials. Without a solution to these matters, this will continue to arise in situations such as Mr. Feltenberger's cannot be solved. Sincerely, Charles L. Kaufman II, Delaware, PLS number 505, he's a professional surveyor."
Okay.
Well, we asked for a survey.
May I have one?
He can't do it. That's what he's telling you.
And why is it he can't do it?
Because there's no markers for him to start from.
Yeah, they have nothing there. That's what we had asked for, to show it.
They didn't have markers of Sierra either.
And that's the reason we are where we are in Sierra.
So it's time to get a survey.
Ah, that's the reason I read this letter to you, for the board to make a decision on what they would like to do.
Counsel, could you?
Request.
It is the exact same situation the board's been presented with on several occasions in different parks, and without surveys, the board simply is not able to discharge its duties in terms of setbacks and lot coverage.
Thank you, counsel.
Now, it's the same situation. I can just give you White House Beach, Sierra, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, gentlemen, you heard what we got back from the survey. We had asked for a survey, and they cannot produce us one because they have no markers or any way to establish one. So without a survey?
Moratorium?
No, that's something the, has to come from the administration or the council, but there's nothing you can do without a survey.
Okay.
Table it or deny it?
Well, you have to deny. I mean, why, I guess keep it on the table until you deny it, until you get one, then reapply, huh?
Until they produce a survey.
They get a survey.
Was this already tabled once?
Yeah, waiting for the survey. Yeah, see, it's been on the table, waiting for that. And then we just, when we got this letter, then we put it back on so we could move on it. But either we leave it on the table forever or deny it till we get a survey.
Your call. Put it back on the table and put a time frame on it. See what happens.
Hey, but for a period of 60 days.
I take more than 60 days.
Not at 6 months.
At least 6 months.
You would table it for a period of 6 months?
Or till such time a survey comes in?
Till such time a proper survey can be presented to the office, you can be, and council can review it and present it to us so that we could act on it. Is that, would that be the?
Sure.
Well, if that's the feeling of the members of the board, I'll entertain a motion to that.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We table case number 10,113 until such time they can produce a survey.
You want table or open?
Table.
Table.
Table. Table until a, to such time that, right?
For a period of 6 months.
For a period of 6 months, till a survey can be presented. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,113 for a period of 6 months until a proper survey can be presented? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried, sir.
May I address the board briefly? Is that possible?
Council?
Ask a quick question.
Okay. The question is, who's producing the survey? Rehoboth Shores? Okay. And the other thing is where does this leave Mr. Feltenberger?
Unfortunately, it leaves him at the mercy of Rehoboth Shores.
At this point. Right. What happens is anytime you have the proper paperwork presented to Sussex County and to this board, that means that if they've tabled it, we take no action. We can't take any action.
Okay.
So we shouldn't have anything to act on. That's when we tabled at the last hearing, waiting for a survey, you know, to have markers. And there's no way for us to tell.
There's, you know, no, you come and no say, I want 10 feet. Going to come out there.
How do you know you need 10 feet? You may need 8 feet. You might need 20. You say, so we cannot really act on it. Have no way of knowing. That's why we had given you the opportunity to see if they had a survey to present one with.
We tried.
Not, well, yeah, and there not being one.
Not sure where Walter Todd produced his from, but apparently Charlie said there was just nothing to go off of.
Right. So you're back to the part.
All right. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.